Yesterday, a valued member of the Force.com developer community asked me, does Chatter Mobile 4.2 Salesforce 1 include the necessary bits to let a Visual Force tab use PhoneGap to hook up the camera? The short answer is no, but it is possible for JavaScript on a Visual Force tab in Salesforce 1 to use HTML5 to achieve the same end. Today, I rewrote the Elevate Mobile Workshop Mobile Inventory sample page to demonstrate the approach. The previous version of the page, designed for use in a Salesforce Mobile SDK hybrid remote app, used PhoneGap's Navigator.camera API to retrieve a photo from the camera or photo library. With the advent of iOS 6.0 last year, it became possible to use the HTML input element to do the same job, resulting in a page that will work pretty much anywhere. I've tested it in a hybrid mobile app, Safari on iOS, Chrome on Android, Chrome on the desktop and, yes, Salesforce One. The complete source code is available in this gist. In the remainder of this post, I'll cover the highlights of the HTML5 file handling. The HTML input element allows users to supply data, typically in an HTML form. We've all been using it for years. From iOS 6.0 on, the following HTML will allow the user to upload an image. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The main drawback with the default HTML file input element, particularly in a mobile app, is that you can't style it to match the remainder of your page. The solution is to hide it, have the user click another, more attractive element, and wire up the clicks in JavaScript. My page has the following HTML to implement the button. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Because this is a jQuery mobile (JQM) page, we can't just style the input element to be invisible, since JQM inserts its own elements in the DOM at runtime. Instead, in the dollar $document on PageInit handler, we hide the parent JQM element. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Now we need to wire the controls together so that clicking on our visible button will actually activate the invisible input. We can navigate from the button to the input via an HTML5 data attribute. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. When the user selects a file, the input element will fire a change event, so we need to provide a handler. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The handleFoto function is where the real magic happens. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. The function receives an event parameter containing an array of HTML5 file objects. Since we're only dealing with a single file, we take the first entry in the array and use an HTML5 file reader to read the image file's content into memory as a data URL. The data URL contains a prefix containing the media type, a comma, then the base64 encoded content of the file. In this example, we're uploading the image data to a chatter file, represented in the API by content version, which, handily, accepts base64 data, so it's a snap to split the data URL on the comma and create the content version record. File reader also implements read as array buffer, read as text and read as binary string, so it's possible to get the file content pretty much any way you want it. As I mentioned above, the big advantage of this approach is that it has no dependency on PhoneGap, so you can use it pretty much anywhere that HTML5 is supported. If you're working on a Dreamforce hackathon entry that's capturing image files from a mobile device, this is a pretty handy hack to have up your sleeve.